I was going to go on to all sixes and sevens, man. I was wondering how that's coming along.
Since we've been doing Bad Season, we're getting Bad Season out of the way, and then I'm starting all sixes and sevens. I'm still choosing beats. You know what I'm saying? I got 15 beats, well, 16 now, because I just got a new one from Seven that's Murder.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to get 15 more, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it's going to be a double album or something, but it's probably going to be multiple albums, I'm thinking. I don't know. I mean, not at once, but I don't know what we're going to do. I just know that I'm going to do a gang of songs, and I'm going to use all of them, but I just don't know how we're going to configure the shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if we're going to drop, like 16 on one and then 16 on another, you know what I'm saying, later than a month later. I don't really know. I'm just going to do them, and we're going to see. I already asked Travis, should we do a six-side or seven-side to do two records? He said, no, we shouldn't do that again. We did it on Killer, and I agreed, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to do something, man. I'm probably going to do, like, 35 songs. I don't know, man. I'm just going to choose more beats, you know what I mean? I already got ideas to a lot of them. We already started putting choruses to them, like, as I'm writing in the studio for Bad Season, Chris Calico would say, okay, can I lay this down for all sixes and sevens? I was like, yes, because, you know, he's laying down some tracks that I want people to sing, you know what I mean? So we'll give them a guide. Like, I have an idea to put Gavin Rossdale of the group Bush, you know, Gwen Stefani's husband.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got an idea for him, you know what I'm saying? Cause I love his voice, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure what he's doing these days, but I got an idea, a really beautiful song that, you know what I'm saying, me and Chris Calico wrote a hook for him. It's called If I Could, you know what I'm saying? If I could, I would. You know what I'm saying? If I had more time to be with you, I would. You know what I mean? But I'm spending all my time out here doing this music thing, you know, sizzling. And it's to my kids, it's to, you know, people that love me, you know what I'm saying? If I could, I would be there for you just like I should, you know what I'm saying? And we wrote it for Gavin, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to use some of our sources to see if we can get it to him, man, and I really want, you know, Chris Calico's just laying down stuff like that, you know, so we got one for CeeLo, a big one for CeeLo called Love Me Tomorrow that Maxzilla wrote, you know what I'm saying? It's so beautiful, man. It's like meaningful songs, man, for all sixes and sevens, man. It's like, you know, I got a lot of meaningful stuff on here. I got one that Seven did that I'm writing for the fans, you know what I'm saying? You know, we just steadily choosing beats, steadily doing courses for them, just trying to get prepared because it's going to hit us real hard real soon, you know what I'm saying? So Bad Season is damn near done. We got like five more to do, I think, five more tracks for a Bad Season, and I'm going to put it all together. And, yeah, it's going to be Jesus.
Any word on High Tech? Do you know if that's coming through or not?
I don't know, man. That falls in the category of getting new beats, you know what I'm
right.
saying? So we're going to see, man, you know what I'm saying? I really would love to, you know what I'm saying, get some tracks from High Tech, man. You know what I'm saying? He got some Shizer, you feel me?
Yeah.
And, you know, and Ty Lib is Murder.
Right, right.
You know, he's another one of those MCs that make you want to go even harder.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate MCs, you know what I'm saying, that make me want to go harder, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even the guys that don't really pride themselves as being MCs and just want to party, you know what I'm saying? I do party music too, so I listen to a lot of party music also, man. I'm the whole thing, man. So it ain't. I really dig MCs, though, you know, wordplay and everything like that, but
right.
I really love to party, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I learn from a lot of the party making music cats too, you know what I'm saying? You know, I like to kick it, I like women, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
music just motivates me, man, you know what I'm saying? Different people motivate me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I've heard you say this is going to be your biggest album. Why do you think that it is?
Because all the attention is on me now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's all on Strange Music, you know what I'm saying? After the XXL article. Thanks to XXL, Vanessa, and everybody over there, man. It got a lot of people paying attention to Strange Music because a lot of people didn't know what we were doing until, you know, a large amount of people found out through that article. Even when I was over in Germany, people were like, oh, that article, and XXL. And I'm like, yeah. So a lot of people are paying attention now, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that Weezy said my name, you know what I'm saying? A lot more people are paying attention. Like, okay, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I mean, okay, who is it that Weezy like? Or what's so special about him?
All right.
Okay. I need them to say, oh, okay, or like, that ain't nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need them to say, that ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I know that all the attention is on me now. Everywhere I go, the Tech N9ne thing is growing. I can't go anywhere. I can't go to the movies. I can't, you know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne's manager, EI, man, he told me when we're standing outside of Rikers, he said, Tech, this time next year, you won't be able to stand in this parking lot, man. I said, what are you talking about, man? He's like, dude, you're going to see. This time next year, Tech, you won't be able to stand right here. You won't be able to go get your own hot dogs. I can't even go get my own hot dog right now. You know what I'm saying? I'll be trying to go to the movies and, like, and stand in the concession line, and it's like I take pictures. It's like I got to tell, like, 30 people in a row, like, do not tweet that I'm here because people will come in my movie. They do it all the time. They come sit behind me, and they sing my lyrics to me while the movie's going. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, it's hard. I love the fans, but it's hard, but they never know when they're going to see you. So I'm going to have to get me a home theater. I'm going to miss the movies, man. That's my favorite pastime, and I don't know how I'm going to do that, man. I ain't about to get all, like, you know, to where, like, I got to shut down the movie theater for me to come in there, and they can't be open that day. I ain't about to do people like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to ever do people like that.
Right.
You know, the whole thing of going to the movies is, like, I love the congregation. I love the effect from everybody laughing or everybody screaming. I love that feedback. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
And yeah.
Maybe I just get a home theater big enough to have, like, 30 people in it so we can have the same effect a little bit, have a popcorn stand and the bar and everything. I don't know, man.
I know what you mean. It's hard to watch a comedy by yourself.
Yeah, I told me I wasn't going to be able to get my own hot dogs, man, and it's happening already, you know what I'm saying? It's funny.
Does this put added pressure on you? I mean, is it affecting your writing process or anything like that?
No, when I'm writing, I'm by myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm writing at the studio and somebody, one of my dudes tweet, I'm in the studio with Derek and E-40, and then everybody just start popping up. That's when it affects me. Like, don't tweet that you're with me. Don't nobody tweet. You take pictures with me. Don't say, I'm here with Tech right now. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to make everybody come. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wait till the next morning. Like, damn, I saw Tech there last night. You know what I'm saying? Because people, when they tweet that they right next to me at a certain place, all of a sudden, all the people, all good fans pop up, don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying, it's all love, but my people from the past that are bitter pop up too.
And they're like, where the fuck you know.
You know what I'm saying,
yeah.
People, you know, damn, you know what I'm saying, take this, you know, I'm glad you all doing good, and I don't got time to hear that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, I got time to hear just, it can start a fight, you know what I'm saying, Twitter can start a fight, you know what I'm saying, I understand the importance of it, but when people tweeting, Tech is here, some people that feel like that they should be with me and ain't, you know what I'm saying? Some of these people here in Kansas City, man, are really bitter at me, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't show me nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? When they see me, they still give me a hug and stuff, but I can see it. But it's like, now I ain't talking about nobody like Grant Rice. Grant Rice is my brother. You know what I'm saying? I invite Grant to the shows and this, that, and the other. I'm talking about past people, you know what I'm saying? Before Grant and Cuddy and Chris and all them. You know what I mean? Those people that I don't see anymore, man. It's like Twitter, man, just exposes me, man. You know what I'm saying? But I can't get my. I don't know how I'm going to do the movie thing. I don't know how I'm going to do it, man. It's kind of like, oh, man, I ain't going to be able to go to the movies.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That means I can't go to Dave and Buster's no more. That means I can't go to the restaurant. Come on, man. Where am I going to eat? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I love going to restaurants. I go to the real expensive restaurants where all the young folks ain't. You know what I'm saying? And the old folks, they don't really mess with me until now.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about, I'm in the papers and the magazine and everything, even the old folks, they'd be like 70, like, hey, I know who you are. Let me take a picture with you for my little one. They're not going to believe this. I'm talking about, I take pictures with people that are like 80 years old, man. I'm serious.
Well, that's got to be surreal, man.
Yeah, it's a blessing, though, man. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's a blessing. It's just, I'm seeing the Tech N9ne thing grow, like, right in front of me, like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? All I'm doing is writing the music, man, and it's spreading like I wanted it to.
Right.
You know, it's like some of the things that I like to do, I'm not going to be able to do anymore. You know what I'm saying? I like to go order, you know what I'm saying, some nachos at the concession, you know what I'm saying, and a a Mr. Pip or a Dr. Pepper, you know what I'm saying, and some peanut M&Ms, you know what I'm saying, or something, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how I'm going to not do that, you know what I'm saying?